This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Pentagon made it official today, lifting its ban on women in combat, which could make it easier for women to eventually get some of the top jobs in the armed services. We wondered whether there might be a corporate analogy. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
Here's a little advice to all you women out there in corporate America.
Manage lots of money, not lots of people.
Harvard Business School professor Rosebeth Moss Cantor says women in finance, tech, or any other sector must avoid the P's, personnel, public relations, purchasing. Cantor says you gotta go where the action is.
This is why women in combat is so important. If you're restricted from the heart of what the enterprise does, you'll never get to the top.
And you need to be in the spotlight, managing money, taking risks, and innovating. Bob Damon, a senior executive of Korn Ferry, a global search firm, says you can't be top dog without proving you're up to it.
You have to put yourself in roles that give you experience on the firing line.
Catch that? Firing line. Just like there are lots of women in the military, the ranks of Fortune 500 companies are filled with female workers. But they still make up a very small minority at the top, says Debbie Soon. Soon's with Catalyst, a nonprofit advocacy group for women in business. She says what women could really use is more women who are higher up the corporate chain to help them.
People who are in a high enough position to influence the kind of jobs that you get, the opportunities that you get, who will personally vouch for you and even sometimes make those opportunities happen.
Without that support, Soon says it'll be hard for women to rise up the ranks. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.